All right, so get this. Today, we are diving into a story that'll make you rethink, like, everything you thought you knew about AI. We're talking about the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Yeah, that Netherlands, you know, tulips, windmills, the whole deal. But turns out...
they've got scandals, too.
They do. And this one's brewing big time. And guess what's at the heart of it?
Well, let me guess. AI.
Bingo. AI gone wrong. But we're not talking about some far-off sci-fi future here. This is happening right now.
With real people caught in the crosshairs.
Exactly. This is the Toslagenaffair.
Which, if my Dutch is right, means...
the social benefit scandal.
Catchy, right?
Not really. What happened?
Well, the stuff we dug up, it's pretty intense. Think families torn apart, people losing their homes, financial ruin, the works. And it all comes back to how AI was used, or should I say misused. It's a cautionary tale, if ever there was one.
Totally. So before we go full deep dive into the AI rabbit hole, can you paint a picture of what these social benefits were supposed to do?
Sure. Think of it like this. The Netherlands, much like other European countries, they're big on social safety nets. These benefits, things like childcare allowances, they were designed to help families, you know, especially those struggling to make ends meet.
So lend a hand. Make life a little easier.
Yeah, exactly. Give parents support, help them afford childcare so they can actually go to work, contribute. Good stuff, right?
Right. So where did things go so wrong?
Well, instead of a safety net, it became more about, like, this obsessive hunt for fraud.
Oh, so, like, instead of helping people, it became more about catching the tiny percentage maybe trying to cheat.
Unfortunately, yeah. And, like, with any massive bureaucracy, the execution got messy.
Ugh.
So good intentions, but... things went sideways.
Big time. And the crazy part, the penalties, they were nuts. Like, we're not talking about a slap on the wrist. We're talking families hit with bills, sometimes tens of thousands of euros, even hundreds of thousands, stuff they could never pay back.
Whoa, seriously?
Oh, yeah, for real. There's even one family in the source material, they got slapped with a bill, get this, over $100,000.
No way. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Tell me about it. And the Dutch tax system, it's not exactly forgiving.
Yeah, I was getting that vibe.
Which just made everything 10 times worse. What was supposed to be a safety net became like this horrible debt trap.
Man, that's rough. Okay, so we've got this whole social benefit system, already a pressure cooker, and then AI enters the scene.
And that's when things get really interesting.
Because that's when it really hits the fan, right? You could say that again. So the Dutch tax department, in an attempt to be more, you know, efficient.
Because AI equals efficiency. Or so they thought.
Exactly. They decided to bring in an algorithm to help them sniff out potential fraud cases.
Which on the surface doesn't sound totally crazy. I mean, AI is all about data, right?
Right. But, and here's the kicker. This wasn't some carefully designed, ethically sound AI. This thing was, for lack of a better term, a loose cannon.
Oh, boy.
Little to no meaningful human oversight, just raring to go, profiling like crazy.
Wait, so they basically unleashed this digital Sherlock Holmes, except instead of solving crimes, it's accusing anyone and everyone.
Pretty much. It's like they gave it one instruction, find fraud no matter what.
And I'm sensing this did not end well.
You're catching on quickly. To make matters worse, this algorithm, it seems like it was trained on data that may have been, well, biased from the get-go.
Like what? What kind of biases are we talking about here?
Things like ethnicity, even just having a last name that sounded foreign, that could be enough to raise a red flag.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. So you've got this algorithm practically hardwired to discriminate.
This is insane. But somebody had to have okayed this thing, right? Like, they didn't just let it loose on the world without someone saying go.
Someone did. And for years, the government, instead of questioning the algorithm, looking at the human side of things, they just doubled down. Prioritizing efficiency over the well-being of their own citizens.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's just chilling. This cold, hard code out there impacting real lives and nobody even thought twice.
Yeah, it really makes you think about the potential downsides of AI, doesn't it? This is like the poster child for what can go wrong.
No kidding. But somebody had to have tried to stop this train wreck, right? There had to have been at least one person waving their arms, yelling, stop.
Oh, absolutely. The source material talks about this guy, Peter Omtzigt, a Dutch politician who really dove headfirst into this whole thing.
Peter Omtzigt, all right. He's our guy, so it's his deal.
So for years, he was like a lone voice in the wilderness, right? raising a stink about this algorithm, demanding the government take responsibility, you know, actually do something about the victims of this whole AI nightmare they created.
Sounds like an uphill battle. Like, did anybody even listen to him at first?
Yeah. It's a total David and Goliath situation, you know. He got pushback, people tried to shut him up, but he was relentless. And eventually, his, I don't know, his refusal to just let it go, plus this leaked memo about, get this, try and discredit him, well, that kind of blew the whole thing wide open.
Whoa, hold up. A leaked memo. Okay, now I need the details.
Okay, so this wasn't just any old memo, right? This thing, it actually exposed this plot to, like, silence OMSIC, like, straight up get rid of him, suggesting he find a job elsewhere, basically trying to sweep the whole scandal under the rug.
Wow. Talk about adding insult to injury, right? So this memo comes out, everyone sees what's happening, and then what? Government's caught red-handed. What'd they do?
Well, the whole thing blew up in their faces. I mean, think about it. This wasn't some little oopsie. This was a massive failure. Real people got hurt.
Yeah, you can't just brush that off.
Exactly. There were apologies, investigations, the whole nine yards, but that doesn't really help the families whose lives got turned upside down, does it?
Nope, definitely doesn't. So what happened to the victims? Do they ever get any justice or?
That's the sad part. Even after the courts decided that, yeah, these families deserve compensation, the process was a nightmare. They had to jump through hoops, wait years to get even a little bit of what they were owed. It just goes to show, admitting you screwed up is one thing, but actually fixing it? Whole different story.
Ugh, it's infuriating.
Mm.
This system that was supposed to help them completely backfired, and then even when they knew they messed up, it was like pulling teeth to make things right.
Mm.
So where does that leave the Netherlands? Did they at least learn from this whole disaster? Mm. Like, what are they doing to make sure this kind of AI injustice doesn't happen again?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? You'd think that after such a public, devastating scandal, they'd completely rethink their whole approach to AI, especially when it comes to the government, right?
Yeah, you'd hope they'd learn their lesson.
Right. But the reality is, it's not that simple. And, if I'm being honest, it's kind of a mess.
Oh no, you're not about to tell me there's more, are you?
Oh, there's always more. This is the Dutch government we're talking about. The source material actually suggests that they still have a long way to go when it comes to being open and honest about how they're using AI, especially in government.
You mean after all that, they're still struggling to get a handle on AI?
Seems like it. For example, the source material mentions the Ministry of Economic Affairs, which is supposed to keep track of all these government algorithms. And then there's the privacy authority, whose whole job is protecting people's privacy, especially when AI is involved.
Wait, so they're both supposed to be like the AI watchdogs.
Right. And get this, they basically have no idea what's going on.
Hold on. Are you telling me they don't even know how many algorithms the government's using?
Pretty much. It's like this huge wake-up call happened, but they still haven't taken even the most basic steps to prevent it from happening again.
This is unreal. Okay, but maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is just an isolated incident. Tell me there aren't other examples of AI going rogue in the Netherlands. So there were more AI scandals in the Netherlands? This isn't just a one-off? Man, my faith in governments using AI responsibly is, like, non-existent at this point.
And you're right to be skeptical. Unfortunately, there are other examples. Yeah. Like, have you heard about what happened with the UWV?
The UWV. Okay, remind me. What is that again?
So it stands for Wetvoringsinstituut Werknemersverzekeringen. Don't even try to pronounce it.
What's it going to do?
It's basically the Dutch, like, public employment service. So they help people find jobs and stuff.
Okay, got it. So did they unleash some crazy job-hunting AI that went rogue, started handing out pink slips instead of job offers?
Not quite, but close. It's almost as bad, honestly. They decided to spend a ridiculous amount of money, like 65 million euros, on this AI tool that was supposed to revolutionize how they match people to jobs.
65 million. Okay, that's a lot of euros. They must have been pretty sure this thing was going to be amazing.
You'd think, right, except, get this, not only did it not work, but it turns out the algorithm was trained on data they got illegally.
Wait, what? So they blew millions of taxpayer euros on an AI that couldn't find a job if it was staring it in the face. NDAD, they were messing around with people's data.
It's a complete disaster, honestly. Privacy violations, terrible job matches, just a colossal waste of money. It's like a how-to guide for what not to do with AI.
Okay, so this is officially a pattern. First, you've got the Toastlagen affair, and now this UWV thing, it's like they didn't learn anything. But somebody out there has to be trying to stop this madness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there anyone fighting back against all this algorithmic incompetence?
Actually, yeah, there is. Remember Peter Umsick, the guy who took on the Toast Lagan affair?
Yeah, our guy.
Well, this time around, it's Mark Dries we've got to thank.
Mark Dries. All right. Give me the rundown. Who is he and what's he doing about all this?
So he started this organization called Recruitment Matters. They're all about getting the government to be more open and honest about how they're using AI.
So he's basically picking up where Umsick left off.
Totally. He realized that what happened with the Toast Lagan affair, it was about more than just one bad algorithm or even one government agency. It was about this whole lack of transparency, zero accountability, and just not caring about the ethics of using AI in ways that affect people's lives. You know?
That's like they forgot that real people are affected by these decisions.
Exactly. And Mark Dries, he's not letting them forget.
So how is he fighting all this? I mean, how do you even begin to challenge something as huge and complicated as the government?
Well, it's tough, for sure. But, like Umsick, he's using his platform, raising awareness, demanding answers. He's been all over this UWV mess, gathering evidence, filing lawsuits, really putting the pressure on the government to clean up their act.
It's good to know that people like Dries and Umsick are out there fighting the good fight.
Gives you a little bit of hope, right?
So, before we wrap up, what are the big takeaways here? What do you want our listeners to remember?
I think the most important thing is that this whole AI thing, it's not over. The story isn't written yet. It can be amazing, you know, really helpful, but it can also be used in terrible ways, and it can really hurt people, like you've been talking about.
So it's not about AI being good or bad. It's about how we choose to use it.
100%. And that's why all these stories, these scandals, they're so important. They're a warning, right?
Yeah.
They show us what can happen when we don't think about the ethics of AI, when we put efficiency above human beings, and when we let these systems run wild with zero transparency or accountability.
So it's on all of us then. It's not just the tech people who are responsible.
Not at all. We all have a role to play here.
Yeah.
We have to demand our governments be transparent. We have to educate ourselves about this stuff. And we can't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
Speak truth to power, as they say. Well, folks, there you have it. A deep dive into the wild world of algorithmic injustice, the Dutch government, and the fight for a more ethical AI. Thanks for joining us. And remember, stay curious, stay informed, and keep asking those hard questions.
Couldn't have said it better myself.